It's unbelievable. To win it and win it the way we did today, mind-blowing. Really, really grateful, obviously, and proud of the players, the football leadership, and the fans, who, especially last two games, who've kind of given us the energy, put it over the top. So it's been awesome.
How much does the reality match what you've been dreaming about these 5 years?
I think it's a lot better. Reality is a lot better. And, you know, it's been a challenge, but it's so wonderful now to see a young team kind of come through with the veteran leadership, which gives us sustainability and hope for the future.
Was there a point earlier this year where you thought this team could do this?
Yes. I mean, I have felt very, very optimistic about that and the confidence that it has, confidence of the football leadership. I think we saw that today.
Sean, you said years ago when you bought the team, it'd be the hottest ticket in town. What's it like to see this place like this the last 2 weeks?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. And, you know, we had standing room only tickets today, which, you know, certainly hasn't happened in the almost 6 years I've been here. So it's wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, the energy in the stadium, you can't replace that. And that's why we need the fans.
How much do you anticipate this feeling to last? Consistent success.
I think, you know, it's anybody's guess. I'm very optimistic because we have the players, the right mix that's sustainable. It's not a flash in the pan.
When you decided to bring Tom Coughlin back, did you think the success would come this soon?
I think, you know, I'm always an optimistic guy, and certainly whatever I was hoping for, it's that and more.
So, how encouraged have you been by Blake's play over the last month?
I think, you know, it's been incredible. I think the stats show that he's been a kind of a different, more confident person, and he's providing the leadership we all want.
How do you celebrate this?
I think maybe not on camera, okay? So, but no, I think it's been a long time coming, and I'm so grateful to be here and have the city support us.
5 years you've joked about jumping in the pool.
Yeah.
This would be the day.
Well, we still got 2 games to go, okay? So we might have to have a special party here, Mark. Okay. So,
how much would a division title and a home game in the playoffs mean to this organization?
Well, I think it's would be great. Obviously, that's what, you know, we're striving for. So,
as dominant as you guys have been, and as well as Blake's playing, do you think the NFL is on notice a little bit? What were people saying at the owners' meetings this week to you?
They were less friendly. Okay. So, but I think you know, it's taken a little bit to get noticed, but flying under the radar like the first game, I think, was really good for us.
Chad, you guys were a little bit of a laughing stock for a few years there. Did it ever really get under your skin that you knew this was going to take time, but that it wasn't happening like you wanted?
Well, I mean, I've been through life when I was a laughing stock in whatever business I was in, auto parts or what have you, and then you have to stay with it, and success comes. It's a story of perseverance.